But this movement now wants us to restrict your liberty when it might be a danger to you under a given set of circumstances which must occur.
That's Republican State Senator Glenn McConnell of Charleston. Iran claims its forces have pushed closer to Iraq's southern port city of Basra, killing or wounding 3,000 Iraqis. At the same time, a summit of 43 Islamic countries in neighboring Kuwait has opened with a call for an end to the Persian Gulf War. Iran is boycotting the summit. CSE News time is 4:34. The Wall Street Journal report is next.
A penny for your thoughts.
I ran into Larry today. First time in months.
How's he doing?
Driving a BMW.
Oh, that why you're so glum?
Well, he and Trish just came back from Europe.
Now I'm glum.
Remember how we teased him for dropping out of the bridge club to go to those evening classes?
Think they knew something?
They do now.
Would your life be richer, your job better with a master's degree? Then go for it at Webster University and turn your life up a degree. Webster University offers convenient evening classes, 5 terms a year, 9 weeks each, at 3 locations. Northside Drive in North Charleston, and the Charleston Air Force Base, and the Charleston Naval Base. Master's degrees are offered in business administration, management, computer resources management, and human resources development. Register now. Call Webster University, 572-2675. 572-2675. Call Webster today and turn your life up a degree.
This is the Wall Street Journal Stock Market Final, a settling down day. I'm Joan Furstenberg. Details in a moment.
Some of the most productive meetings of the business day take place not in plush corporate offices, but in the rather unlikely surroundings of an automobile service department.
Morning, Mr. Daly.
Paul, nice to see you.
Please, have a seat. Tell me, how can we help you?
Well, occasionally in stop-and-go traffic, there's a noise that seems to be coming...
The Mercedes-Benz Service Advisor is your personal liaison to the service department of your Mercedes-Benz dealer. It is the service advisor who gains a thorough knowledge of your car's history by regularly consulting with you on maintenance and service needs, who listens and helps analyze any problems, then relates your input to the technician who performs the work. All this to aid communication, assure proper diagnosis, and speed service.
Hello?
Mr. Daly, Paul Jennings.
Oh, yes, Paul.
Your car's ready, sir. Turned out it was that minor adjustment we discussed earlier. I'll call tomorrow to make sure everything's all right. And
Mercedes-Benz, extending the value of car ownership far beyond the car itself.
After some early fluctuations due to futures-related activity and shopping for bargains in the blue chips, stocks stabilized to close mixed and moderate trading. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 5.76 points to 2107.28. 593 issues were up, 970 down, volume some 139 million shares, that's moderate, and the average price per share closed down 10 cents. After Friday's wild gyrations and the market's drop of 44 points, technical analyst Newton Zinder with E.F. Hutton in New York says the stock market just needed a rest.
I think today could be called the settling down session. We saw greatly reduced volatility today. Stocks traded in a relatively narrow range, and we saw greatly reduced volume.
The Amex index closed down 1.36. This is the Wall Street Journal report. U.S. oil company earnings plummeted in the fourth quarter. Exxon reporting an 18% drop. Atlantic Richfield experiencing a nearly 55% decline. Oil analyst Frederick Lufer with C.J. Lawrence in New York says the oil companies are hurting because they are victims of the oil prices.
The earnings themselves, I think, suggest that this is purely a commodity price-driven business. And the level of earnings and the financial health of the industry are clearly a function of what oil price we're looking at.
Greyhound Bus Lines Union, now in negotiations with a group seeking to buy the largest intercity bus line, says it's making progress on a labor agreement, but that no total package has yet been reached. The Cabbage Patch Kids and the Garbage Pail Kids will go at each other in federal court in Atlanta, Georgia, tomorrow in a copyright and trademark lawsuit that has them squabbling over millions of dollars. I'm Joan Furstenberg at the news desk of the Wall Street Journal.
You can hear our next Wall Street Journal report tomorrow morning at 6:35. CSE Coastal Weather. Charlie Hall says windy and cold tonight, lows of 25 inland, 28 on the coast. Tomorrow, sunny, windy and cold, high only 35. Charleston Harbor Tide will be high at 5:04, mostly cloudy now. 43 degrees in North Charleston, 44 downtown. I'm Harv Jacobs, WCSE News.
It's 4:38. Here's Benjamin Orr on 1390 CSE. Samantha Sang, full of emotion at 4:46. We want to let you know the second concert in the series of ensembles for senior adults is going to be held coming up this Sunday, 2 o'clock at the Jewish Community Center. That's at 1645 Wallenberg Boulevard. The brass quintet of the Charleston Symphony Orchestra is going to be performing. All the tickets are $3, and you can get them at the door this Sunday afternoon. Right now, let's check out the afternoon traffic one more time, see what's going on out there. Here's Derek Davis.
Okay, North Charleston Police did a real good job of clearing up that wreck at North Renton Remont Road. No problems up there now. The biggest problem is heavy traffic, and you have some of that leaving the city on Spring Street, headed toward the Old Ashley, and on the Crosstown, headed toward the New Cooper. Derek Davis, WCSE Traffic Watch.
Ah, traffic jams. Don't you hate them? And this town is famous for them. You know one of the worst? Try and traverse the Crosstown. Try and get down Spring Street at rush hour some afternoon. Stop, go, stop, stop, go, stop, 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 go, stop. Oh, it's enough to drive you nuts. So you figure, okay, I'll wait this thing out. I'll go downtown someplace. I'll relax. Try and get downtown sometime. Good luck. But now wait a second. Whoa, have you noticed up here at the Howard Johnson's, the recovery room? That's a great place to pull in to take it easy for a while. It has a happy hour that really deserves the name. And every night of the week, the chefs have something special planned for you. One night, it's stuffed mushrooms and chicken drumettes. They have a gyro bar one night. Oysters on a half shell, boiled shrimp, huge sub sandwiches, a taco bar. And here's something else. If you're holding a medical ID card, they'll knock another 10% off of what is already some pretty happy hour prices. Just on Spring Street there at the Howard Johnson's, if you're trying to get out of downtown, just stay on Lockwood and sneak in the back way. Don't fight the traffic. Pop in and recuperate at the recovery room.
I've had a fantastic week. On Monday, I was traveling to Charlotte and heard from my best customer in Richmond. Tuesday, on the way to Greensboro, I got a big order from a new account in Columbia. Then Wednesday, while I was in Raleigh, a reorder came in from Knoxville. Business has never been better. It's still early in the month, and I'm already over my goal.
How'd he manage to be on the road when he needed to be and still receive important messages? With Interstate Paging from DialPage. Now you can stay in touch with key customers and associates as you travel throughout the Southeast. From Washington to Atlanta, in touch with the Interstate Paging Network. New from DialPage, the number one paging company in the Southeast.
With the new Interstate Paging Network, I'm calling in orders, not just calling in. Call DialPage like I did at 1-800-922-PAGE. That's 800-922-PAGE. Or see DialPage in the White Pages.
Listen while I play my green tambourine and Lemon Pipers with Million Dollar Music from 1968. This is Bob Casey at 4:51. This is the week for State of Addresses. President Reagan will address the nation coming up tomorrow night with his annual State of the Union message. And you'll hear it live right here on 1390 CSC. That's beginning at 9 o'clock tomorrow night. And then South Carolinians' new governor, Carol Campbell, will deliver his first State of the State address. That's coming up on Wednesday night. And you can hear that live here on CSC beginning at 7 o'clock on Wednesday. CSC coastal weather, windy and cold tonight, lows from 25 inland to about 30 on the coast. And then tomorrow, sunny, windy and cold, high about 35. You're saying, what did he say, low 35? No, I said the high tomorrow was going to be 35 degrees, a cold one coming up. Next eye change, a high tide very shortly at 5:04. Right now, partly cloudy and 43 up in North Charleston, 44 downtown. Right now, here at CSE.
On the next National Geographic special, visit the Kingdom of the Pharaohs. Journey to a land where the dead will rise again. Explore the secret religious rites that promised immortality. trace the very beginnings of civilization and see how modern man attempts to preserve its relics. From the great cities to the sacred temples to the Valley of the Dead, walk where only pharaohs dared on the next National Geographic special.
Egypt, Quest for Eternity, 8 p.m. Tuesday night.
Now there's a great tank mix combination that controls more than 50 major grasses and broadleaf weeds in soybeans. The proven cost-effective grass control of Prowl herbicide, teamed with Scepter herbicide for the most advanced broadleaf control. Together in your tank mix, Prowl and Scepter will control your toughest weeds. Always read and follow label directions. Get the perfect tank mix combination for soybean weed control. Prowl plus Scepter in your tank mix.
If I could save time in a bottle, the first thing that I'd like to do is to save every day till eternity passes away, just to spend them with you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things I want to do once you find.
South Carolina Broadcasters, Station of the Year, 1390 WCSC, Charleston.
I'm Harv Jacobs. Coming up on CSC News, former House Speaker Pro Tem Sterling Anderson's been sentenced to 7 years in prison for his federal loan fraud conviction. He might appeal. Charlie Hall is here to update your cold, cold forecast after ABC News at 5 o'clock.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm George Engel. President Reagan, clearly angered over the holding of hostages in Lebanon, today called for their unconditional release. The White House spokesman Larry Speaks made it clear the administration is losing patience with citizens who put themselves at risk.
Where U.S. citizens are unjustly deprived of their God-given rights, the U.S. government has an obligation to try to restore these rights. But there is a limit to what our government can do for Americans in a chaotic situation such as in Lebanon today.
Speak says the president is considering a full range of options, including military, but the State Department says the most likely course of action now is to force Americans still in Lebanon to leave, while Beirut Radio Today released the news of still more abductions.
Terrorism has struck again in West Beirut. According to a security report, two persons believed to be foreigners were kidnapped by unidentified gunmen in the West Beirut Rome Street this morning.
The nationality of these latest victims not clear, though they were apparently not Americans. Now this.
You'll love Vicks Vitamin C drops. They're new. A delicious new vitamin C for you. Great orange taste mixed with vitamin C from Vicks.
Vicks Vitamin C drops melt in your mouth for a delicious new way to get your full daily allowance of vitamin C.
If vitamin C is what you lack, try vitamin C drops in bag or pack. Great orange taste mixed with vitamin C from Vicks.
Vitamin C drops from Vicks, of course.
Give me a beat!
The best music in America is on the American Music Awards. The American Music Awards, hosted by Diana Ross, live Monday at 8, 7 Central on ABC TV.
One senator calls it an abyss of dependency and desperation, a situation that's forced many Americans to surrender their life savings and their homes to pay medical bills caused by catastrophic illness. Edith Rigger of Alva, Oklahoma is one of them, telling a Senate committee hearing today how she's trapped in a nightmare of government bureaucracy.
I'm not able to buy my own medicine that I need, and Social Security won't pay me only about 4 months out of the year because they say I make too much, which is about $150 a week take-home pay.
Money, she says, supports her and her ailing 83-year-old husband. The committee is looking for ways to provide insurance in such cases, although ABC's Tony Sargent says it will not be easy and may not be possible.
If Congress can't work out a plan to cover massive bills for long-term medical care, a plan to fit new pressures on the federal budget, it would move a step closer toward rationing medical care. In effect, that would mean telling some folks they're too old or already too sick to qualify for federal help.
One senator calls that a national tragedy. Public opinion poll shows almost 3 out of 4 Americans believe parents can harm their children without laying a hand on them through emotional abuse. The National Committee for the Prevention of Child Abuse says the only antidote is education. Two players for the world champion New York Mets pleaded guilty to reduced charges of resisting arrest and were fined $200 each and placed on probation today. Pitcher Ron Darling, second baseman Tim Tuffle had originally been charged with felony assault for fighting with off-duty police officers at a Houston tavern after a party to celebrate the birth of Tuffle's son last July. A way of life vanishes tomorrow in Decatur, Texas. No longer will the old gents be permitted to gather in the basement of the county courthouse to smoke cigars, drink coffee, and play dominoes. County commissioners decided it wasn't proper. 81-year-old Gary Ryan says he doesn't understand. They aren't noisy, don't make a mess, but Gary says he can't invite his cronies over to his place. His wife says she can't put up with him all the time, much less these other fellas. I'm George Engel, ABC News.
CSE News time is 5:04. I'm Harv Jacobs. Good afternoon. Former House Speaker Pro Tem Sterling Anderson has been sentenced to 7 years in a minimum security federal prison for his conviction for fraud and conspiracy. Anderson says he hasn't decided whether to appeal. An appeal would cost $15,000 to $20,000, and Anderson says money is a consideration. U.S. Attorney Vinton Lyde says he won't argue about the sentence, but he's glad it's over.
No one ever gets satisfaction out of convicting somebody. It's just a necessity to protect society, so I can't say that there's any satisfaction. Glad to have the job done with.
Anderson's conviction stems from a bogus credit scheme from his now-defunct mobile home business in Spartanburg. Anderson still maintains he didn't know about the scheme, that it was operated by some of his employees. Round two of the afternoon rush home now. How's it looking, Derek?
Well, I tell you, Harv, here we are in the heart of the rush hour. Police have no wrecks, and other than the usual heavy traffic around Ashley Phosphate and Stoll Road, Dorchester Road and Montague, and a few arteries leaving the city here, everything's moving right along. Derek Davis, WCSE Traffic Watch.
The father of a South Carolina woman killed in a wreck last March says he believes police should be allowed to confiscate the cars of drunken drivers. Charles and Joy Griffin and their three children were killed March 29th in a head-on collision with a drunken driver. Joy's father says he's gotten little response from lawmakers he's talked with, but William Hamilton did find understanding when he contacted Mothers Against Drunk Driving. Hamilton says what bothers him the most is that the woman had a previous DUI conviction and a driver's license suspension, but still owned a car. A plan to merge the Children's Bureau with the Department of Social Services was drawn up over the summer under a bill passed by the General Assembly last year. The plan requires approval from lawmakers this year. The Senate Medical Affairs Committee will hold a hearing Wednesday to give the public a chance to comment. Greenville Senator Vern Smith chairs the committee and served on the panel that drew up the merger plan. He says the merger can be implemented with little disruption to adoption workers.
Taken into strong consideration and was amended several times to see to it that everybody was treated fair and equitably and just as reasonable as possible.
The merger plan was approved by the House. A public interest group is calling for the immediate withdrawal of an insecticide experts say is vital to cotton production in South Carolina. The New York-based Natural Resources Defense Council is urging federal authorities to issue an emergency ban on chlordymeform. The group says the product has caused cancer in laboratory mice, but a spokesman for the company that makes the product says there is no evidence it causes cancer in humans. CSE News time is 5:07. Charlie Hall's forecast is coming up.
Do you remember back to when you were a kid, to how hard it was to talk to your folks about some things, and how you promised yourself, I'm going to be different, it's not going to be that way in my house? It's not so easy, is it? And now the shoe's on the other foot, and it's your kids you're having a tough time talking about things with. Well, imagine what it's like for them. Imagine what it'd be like for you to go to your folks and say, I think I have a problem with drugs or alcohol. Now, what about your promise? Are things different? Can you make them different? The answer is yes, you can. For one thing, you know more than your folks did. You know it doesn't mean you're a bad parent. Yeah, it hurts. And yes, it is supposed to happen to the other family. But you know it happens to a lot of families, and you know you can't deny it or ignore it forever. Besides, you have one more thing on your side your folks didn't have. You have Fenwick Hall. They offer help for you, for your kids, for you and your kids together, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, confidentially, professionally. Fenwick Hall. Don't forget the promise. Make it different. Make it different today with a new beginning at Fenwick Hall. 559-2461.
Your updated forecast now from Charlie Hall.
Well, a few residents of the Tri-County area detected a little snow this afternoon, very light snow in western Dorchester County. All of that moving toward the northeast. None of it very heavy and none of it accumulating, but it is interesting anytime we see snow in this part of South Carolina. And there's a chance tomorrow night again as temperatures zoom down below freezing for a few areas to receive some very light snow flurries. Okay, for tonight, cold, cloudy, and the temperatures dropping down to 25 degrees for North Charleston, 30 for the city and coastal areas for tonight. Tomorrow, we see, is a mostly sunny day, but also windy and cold. High temperature tomorrow, not more than 35 degrees. And tomorrow night again, as I repeat, a chance of snow flurries. Temperatures tomorrow night dip down even colder, 24 in North Charleston tomorrow night, 28 for the city and coastal areas. So cold weather remains with us for the next several days with a strong northwesterly flow. From the CSC Weather Center, Charlie Hall. Have a good night.
Charleston Harbor tide is high right now. It'll be low at 11:20 tonight. It's mostly cloudy, 42 degrees in North Charleston, 44 downtown. I'm Harv Jacobs, WCSE News. And now, Bob Casey and more of Charleston's favorite music.
Okay, Harv, thanks. 5:09 at CSC. Here's David Gates and Brad and the Diary.
I found your diary underneath the tree. Started reading about me. The words began to stick and tears to flow. Her meaning now is clear to see. The love she'd waited for was someone else, not me.
big game is overused in sports these days, but tonight's District 6 matchup, if you'll forgive me, is really a big game. Hello, everybody. This is Ted Byrne inviting you to join Pat Joyce and me tonight at 7:35 for the number 2-ranked College of Charleston's game with number 5-ranked Limestone. Both teams are ranked nationally, and this should be a thriller. The John Criss pregame show is at 7:35, and a play-by-play starts at 8 o'clock tonight here on Charleston Sports Center. WCSC Charleston.
Radio. That's Lionel Richie at 5:16 with Bob Casey. As Ted Byrne mentioned a few minutes ago, we got the big game coming up tonight for you right here on CSC, the College of Charleston against Limestone. Earlier this afternoon, I said the College of Charleston was 15-0. Wrong. They beat Coker Saturday night. They are now 16-0, ranked number 2 in the nation in NAIA. Limestone has lost only one game all season. They're undefeated in District 6 play, ranked number 5 nationally. So it is going to be a heck of a game coming up tonight. Again, airtime 7:35, and we wanted to do something this afternoon to kind of bring the Cougars a little bit of luck tonight. So what we're going to do is we're going to play the song. John Cougar Kress will be on the air with Small Town Coach coming up for you in just a few minutes, so you stay close. Right now, let's check out the afternoon traffic as you head on home. Here's Derek.
That's a great song, too. Buddy. Okay, CSC Mobile 12. CSC Mobile 12 heading across the new Cooper says traffic is moving real good there. No problems there. CSC Mobile 1, though, I-26 westbound, right around the College Park exit. Traffic is very heavy there. No indication of what the problem is. There may be no problem. I'll let you know in the next report. Derek Davis, WCSE Traffic Watch.
See, Derek's getting all excited just in anticipation of the song coming up.
I just can't wait.
We'll stay close. It's gone. It's on the way.
Hi, Tom Baudet from Hotel 6 with an innovative advertising technique. See, there's so much to tell you about the 25th anniversary celebration at Motel 6 that it won't all fit in this commercial. It's that big. Well, so I'm going to have to cut out all the extra words. I'm sorry about this. Motel 6, 25th anniversary, free TV, movies, local phone calls, kids stay free in your parents' room, come on in, lowest prices of any national chain, under 20 bucks in most places, a lot less in some, a little more in others, heck of a deal, clean and comfortable, road trip, free stuff. Reservations 505-891-6161. Tom Baudet, Motel 6. Hope this worked. You drive careful now.
If you're thinking about buying a Ford Bronco 2 or Toyota 4Runner this weekend, stop. Your Nissan dealer is announcing the arrival of the incredible new Nissan Pathfinder.
The stock market closed mixed today with the Dow Jones Industrial Average standing at 2,107.28, up 5.76 on volume of 138,800,000 shares. Meanwhile, the New York Composite Index was down 0.39. On the New York Stock Exchange, declines led advances by 978 to 588, with 385 issues unchanged. New highs numbered 30 and new lows were 7. Among stocks of local interest, Scanacorp closed at 38.75, up an eighth. GE, 98.875, was up a half. Westaco, 47.25, down 3/4. International Paper, 88.625, was up 5/8. Amoco, 73.875, up 1.125. Alco Standard, 45.875, down 3/4. And South Carolina National, 22.25, down 0.25. Some of the most active issues on the New York Stock Exchange were Southern Company, off an eighth. AZP Group remained unchanged. IBM was up 1. AT&T was off an eighth, Union Carbide down a half, and Monsanto Company down 1.75. If you'd like more information, call us tomorrow at 577-9700. This is Lucinda Shields from J.C. Bradford & Company. Have a good evening.
Tonight, it's the College of Charleston Cougars against Limestone, and here he is, the man in charge, John Cougar Kress on CSC.
I'm a coach in a small town, playing hoops in a small town. Cougars win in this small town.
And that's all right with me.
Johnson's a guard in this small town. Bosch rebounds in this small town. Champion shoots in this small town.
And that's all right with me.
Ranked with the best in the nation. Causing quite a sensation. Kansas City's where we vacation.
And that's all right with me.
Charleston is the top city. Cougar crowds look real pretty. We get down to the nitty-gritty.
It's the NERA for me.
Champion with the ball. High above his head, gives it to Stephen Williams. Stops, pops, 15-foot. Cougars in the lead. John Criss on his feet, walking back and forth. 9:20 remaining in the ballgame. Cougars lead at 67-54. Down the floor. Beasley with the ball. He's being guarded. Now he gets it into Mike Bosch all along. Baseline left. Puts it up and in. Cougars in the lead. 142-140. They get it down to Bigelow, who behind the back pass to West. Champion, who drives with the basket and puts it up and in. Champion with a basket. A classic at the Criss Castle as the Cougars win.
Born in a big town, coached with Lou in that big town, but think I'll stay in this small town.
It's a basketball dynasty!
And that's the way the ball bounces.
CSC. Okay, there you go. John Cougar Criss. Hopefully that'll bring him a little bit of luck tonight against Limestone. It's 5:23 CSC coastal weather. Windy and cold tonight. Lows from 25 inland to about 30 on the coast. And then tomorrow, sunshine, windy and cold tomorrow. The high tomorrow only 35 degrees. That's tomorrow's high. Next tide change going to be a low tide at 11:20. Right now, partly cloudy and 42 degrees in North Charleston. Right now, 44 downtown here at CSC. Let's check out all the sports action this afternoon to tell us all about it. Here's the coach, Patrick Joyce.
Thank you, Robert. Good afternoon, everybody. Well, they're still celebrating in New York, and for that matter, from coast to coast, wherever you can find a New York Giants fan, after the Giants last night beat Denver 39-20 to win Super Bowl 21. Phil Simms, the MVP, of course, what a day he had. Three touchdowns, 268 yards, 22 of 25 passes. The Giants win the big one. And because of the Super Bowl, no games in the, only one game rather, in the NBA last night, and that was Boston over Philadelphia, 111-96. A lot of college basketball coming your way tonight. Ted Byrne and I will be in Gaffney to bring you the key game between the College of Charleston Cougars, unbeaten at 16-0, 3-0 in District 6, at Limestone, 2-0 in the district, and 16-1 overall. What we have here, folks, is your basic matchup of nationally ranked teams. The Cougars are second in the country in NAIA. Limestone is ranked fifth. We'll have that game for you here on CSC beginning at 7:35. And also on the schedule tonight, Cincinnati at Carolina, Winthrop at Clemson, Baptist College at New Orleans, East Tennessee State at the Citadel. We'll have the Cougars and Limestone game on live. We'll also have live reports on the Cincinnati Metro Conference game at Carolina, so you won't lose a thing there. We'll keep you posted on how the Gamecocks are doing. The basketball ratings for this week are out. No real surprises. North Carolina moves into number one. Iowa, beaten by Ohio State Saturday, falls to number two. UNLV is third. Duke, which ended Clemson's win streak the other day, Saturday, moves up to 13th, and Clemson's Tigers fall only to 14th, still very much in the top 20. Sportsline tonight will come to you from Gaffney at the site of the Limestone game with the Cougars. We'll have some interesting guests for you, so stay tuned at 6:08. I'm Patrick Joyce, WCSC Sports. That's the way the ball bounces.
If you don't buy your ignition parts from an automotive pro, you could be in for a big headache.
That's why I buy from the qualified counter pro at my CarQuest Auto Parts store. He knows the best ignition parts around are Standard and Blue Streak. Standard ignition parts provide value and dependability that can't be beat, and premium quality Blue Streak parts are the best money can buy.
So leave the
headaches to the other guys. Ask the pros who sell the pros. Standard Blue Streak ignition parts. At CarQuest, the right place to buy auto parts.
St. Louis, Missouri.
Distributed locally by Pearlstein Distributors.
WCSC Charleston, Carolina.
It's 5:26 at CSC. Up next, we'll take a look at the latest news headlines with Harv Jacobs in the CSC News Center. And Paul Harvey is going to be along. He's got the rest of the story, all after Stephanie Mills.
Of the College of Charleston Cougars, 1390 WCSC Charleston.
It's 5:30. Good afternoon. Paul Harvey has the rest of the story after the news. The Reagan administration is condemning the latest wave of kidnappings in Beirut as a declaration of war against civilization. Three Americans and an Indian professor were nabbed over the weekend. Two more hostages were taken today. A witness says they might be Poles, but she's not sure. White House spokesman Larry Speake says the U.S. Embassy in Beirut will not be closed, but Americans are being urged to get out of Lebanon. Speake says there's a limit to what the U.S. can do if they choose to stay in Lebanon. Let's get another look at traffic now. Here's Derek Davis.
Okay, Harv, told you about 15 minutes ago that CSC Mobile 1 on I-26 westbound around the College Park exit said traffic was very heavy. Checked it out with police. Turns out that that's all. Heavy traffic up there, no real problems. And for the most part, that's what we're looking at. Heavy traffic on all the usual arteries. Derek Davis, WCSC Traffic Watch.
For the first time today, President Reagan answered questions from the Tower Commission about the secret sale of arms to Iran. The panel he appointed to investigate the role of the National Security Council in the secret dealings met with Reagan inside the Oval Office for about an hour. It was 1 year ago this week the space shuttle Challenger exploded, killing seven astronauts, including South Carolina native Ron McNair. McNair's widow, Cheryl, spoke in Columbia today. She says the Challenger should not be viewed as a disaster, but should be remembered as a moment when the world came together in a show of love and support. A controversial hazardous waste landfill in Sumter County will be subject of yet another environmental study, this time by the state-owned electric company, which wants to know if surface water from the landfill pollutes Lake Marion. Jerry Stafford, spokesman for the Public Service Authority, says the question's crucial since the landfill borders within a quarter mile of the lake.
We know that there is puddling and pooling of water when it rains there. We're concerned about what happens to that water. There's runoff to it. Does any of that runoff get back into the lakes? And if it does that runoff have any effect on the lakes? You know, what are the short-range and long-range effects of what may run off of that site and get back into our lake system.
The Public Service Authority will pay for someone else to do the study. The House Judiciary Committee has killed a bill to shorten the time a couple must be separated before getting a divorce. The measure would have reduced the time from 1 year to 6 months for a divorce on grounds of separation. Some lawmakers say it may be a first step to no-fault divorce. Supporters say couples who are separated for 6 months almost never have a successful reconciliation. Much of the nation's capital is closed up today. More than 300,000 federal workers stayed home because of the second big snowstorm in less than a week. It's the same in other parts of the East. One official in southern New Jersey's Cape May County says, "We are drowning in snow." CSE News Time is 5:33. Paul Harvey and the rest of the story is next.
Hello, Americans. I'm Paul Harvey. You know what the news is. In a minute, you're going to hear the rest of the story.
If you're a serious truck buyer, McElveen Pontiac Buick and GMC in Somerville is about to make your day. So listen up. McElveen is offering 3.9% APR financing on all GMC S15 Jimmys and S15 pickups. Or take a $500 cash rebate from GM. But that's not all. Until January 31st, 1987, McElveen is giving a $2,000 discount. Plus 3.9% financing on S15 Jimmys with over 30 in stock. Hurry, this exclusive offer ends Saturday, January 31st, 1987 at McElveen Crossroads. I-26 and 17A, Somerville.
In American industry, there is no more honored name than Kerr Glass, the makers of the finest home canning jars and caps and lids for more than 83 years. Kerr Glass has come a long way since 1903, yet Kerr has never compromised its commitment to the quality of its products. And that's why brides, and face it now, you brides need all the help you can get, and experienced home canners who want consistency have turned to Kerr for three generations. Let Kerr ensure your success every time you can. Now, the rest of the story. The white man who found Custer after the Battle of the Little Bighorn, almost wished they hadn't. They discovered him face down, his skull smashed flat as a man's hand, and he had been scalped and his throat had been cut. His back bristled with arrows like a porcupine's profile. His abdomen had been slashed open horizontally and vertically. His innards were spilled all over the battlefield. I'm sorry to be so graphic, but there's a purpose in this. His decomposing carcass might never have been identified, but for a telltale scar left by a Civil War bullet and a tattoo on one arm, which included his initials. Now, at first, somebody said must have been a Cheyenne that got him. Indeed, the Cheyenne thought it was bad medicine to leave a dead enemy facing the sky. But then another of the discoverers remembered Rain in the Face. Rain in the Face had hated Custer more than any other Indians at the Little Bighorn. And Rain in the Face had vowed that one day he was going to meet Custer in battle. He was going to kill him and cut out his heart and eat the heart. That's what he said. How that hatred began is the rest of the story. I don't know if you knew, but Custer was a Civil War hero. In fact, he was awarded two medals of honor during that conflict, the only soldier in any branch of the service to be so honored. Two medals of honor. Personally, he was a high-spirited, fun-loving, great planner of protracted practical jokes. Visiting with him, one would hardly have pictured an Indian fighter, and yet his reputation as such echoed throughout the Great Plains from Texas to the Black Hills. Then one day, Custer received orders to capture the notorious Indian warrior, Rain in the Face. Two white men had been killed. Unquestionably, Rain in the Face was responsible. So Custer handpicked five soldiers, went out, brought him in. The defiant Indian admitted the murders, even described them vividly, and for his crimes he was imprisoned, and yet his white captors, without meaning to, turned Rain in the Face into a tribal VIP. And it was then to admiring Indian visitors that Rain in the Face proclaimed from his jail cell that somehow, someday, he was going to rip the very heart from Custer's breast and devour it on the spot. Well, the whole world knows of the subsequent slaughter in southern Montana beside the Little Bighorn River. How 3,000 Sioux and Cheyenne, under the command of various chiefs, had been waiting for Custer and his scores of white eyes. One of those Indians, Rain in the Face, had waited with particular eagerness for Custer himself. Now, it ought to be mentioned that on his deathbed, Old Rain, as he came to be called, denied ever cutting out Custer's heart that June day in 1876. Why, in that fight, he said, the excitement was so great we scarcely recognized our nearest friends. How then could he possibly have recognized Custer? But I'll tell you something, Custer's family has no doubt that Old Rain had made good on his threat, that revenge had been taken, no matter by whom. And were it not for the particular abuse of his corpse, history might have overlooked him. For the story you've just heard of perhaps the most hated white man in the Battle of the Little Bighorn is the story of Thomas Custer, Thomas Ward Custer, Tom Custer. I know all these years you've heard the words Custer's last stand. You've thought of General George Custer. But on that bloody battlefield, infinitely more mutilated, was his infinitely more hated brother, Tom. And now you know the rest of the story.
You can hear Paul Harvey news and comment tomorrow morning at 8:30. CSE Coastal Weather. Charlie Hall says windy and cold tonight. Lows of 25 inland, 30 on the coast. Tomorrow, sunny, windy, and cold. High 35. There will be a low tide at 11:20. It's mostly cloudy now. 42 degrees in North Charleston, 44 downtown. I'm Harv Jacobs, WCSE News.
It's 5:38 at CSE. Here's Jeffrey Osborne.
Show you that what we have is still worthwhile. Don't you know that love is like a mist that keeps unraveling and then ties us back together till the end. In your eyes, I can see the reason why. Safely back to shore, and I think I've finally learned to love you
Casey at 5:44. Bob Costas is coming up with Sports Flashback in about 5 minutes from right now. And tonight's question, who kicked the longest field goal in NFL history? We'll find out the answer coming up in about 5 minutes with Bob Costas. Right now, let's find out how that afternoon traffic is doing out there one more time. Here's Derek Davis.
Okay, if you're trying to head across to Mount Pleasant, heading across the old Astley, you should have no problem. Spring Street is a bit heavy right now, but that should be cleared up by 6 o'clock, I suspect. I-26 westbound around the College Park exit, still a bit heavy around there, and Dorchester Road around Montague also remains heavy. Derek Davis, WCSE Traffic Watch.
Southern Bell asked John Nesbitt, author of Megatrends, to discuss the relationship of our business services to future trends in business.
John, you've spoken often about the detrimental effect that short-term thinking has had on American business. Is that changing to a significant degree?
Definitely. It certainly is changing. Over the past several years, we've seen more and more companies shifting to a much longer-term approach.
Well, we happen to think at Southern Bell that our refined Centrex system, which we call Essex Service, helps with that kind of long-term planning.
Well, it certainly should. I know that your service allows for the infusion of new technology whenever it becomes available, and certainly that's a major benefit to your customers. It has to be.
And they don't have to pay for any features they don't need, yet they can easily add new features at any time in the future whenever their needs change.
That kind of flexibility is really wonderful because it's a real advantage to a business. If you can make long-range plans without having to pay for everything up front, you've got the best of both worlds.
Southern Bell, a Bell South company, already in touch with the future.
The new year is upon us, and for University of South Carolina alumni, one of the best resolutions to make is to join the USC Alumni Association. Many benefits come with membership in the association, including use of the Block Physical Education Center and Thomas Cooper Library, periodic discounts on USC press publications, and the use of the Alumni House for social functions. Dues are only $20 per year for single memberships or $30 per couple. Plus, all alumni dues go directly to fund scholarships. Ask around. Most of your USC graduate friends probably already belong. So why wait? Join the USC Alumni Association today and be among a distinguished and fun group that will enrich your life. Build friendships that can last a lifetime and keep up with what's happening at your alma mater. For more information on the advantages waiting for you, call the USC Alumni Association at 777-4111.
Music from Cimarron. Rains at 5:50. CSE calls to weather. Windy and cold tonight. Lows from 25 inland to about 30 along the coast. Tomorrow, sunny, windy, and cold. The high tomorrow, only 35. Next high change, going to be a low tide later on at 11:20. Right now, partly cloudy and 42 up in North Charleston. Currently 44 degrees downtown here at CSE.
It's time for another great moment in sports history. Hi, everybody. I'm Bob Costas, and this is the Sports Flashback. Classic Series. The question, who holds the record for the longest field goal in NFL history? The answer next.
No, I don't want to dance. You can't buy me a drink, and I don't know you from somewhere.
Oh, no. Oh, that's not what... I'm sorry. I just wanted to borrow a quarter.
A quarter?
For the meter. I've got my Cougar parked outside, and there are only a couple of minutes left.
Cougar? A new Mercury Cougar?
Yeah, I just realized how late it is.
I love that new shape, you know. Those new Cougars really have it all.
Yeah, so can I...
Good looks, great handling, style, power, and they're real cool.
Right. So can I borrow a quarter for my cool Cougar?
I just can't believe it.
What?
I finally meet a girl with a cougar, and she only wants me for my money.
Aww.
Mercury, the shape you want to be in.
It was November 8, 1970. The Detroit Lions were on their way to the NFL playoffs, but on this day, the lowly New Orleans Saints were giving them all they could handle. The Lions led 17-16. It was Saints ball with just 2 seconds left. Time for one last play. Enter Tom Dempsey to attempt a 63-yard field goal. Let's listen to Al Wester.
Holy daylight, I've seen them all, but this is the most exciting moment in Saint history. Scarpetti will hold at the Saint 38-yard line, and Dempsey will try the longest kick he's ever attempted. 2 seconds left. Here's the snap. The ball is down. Dempsey kicks. It's on the way. It is.
Dempsey's field goal record still stands. So long for now, everybody. I'm Bob Costas for the Sports Flashback.
Let's assume you're in a business. Oh, say the flower business. And let's assume you need trucks to deliver your flowers with every petal in place and on time. Well, Ryder can help. We've got more new trucks than anyone else. We've got them in every size you could possibly need. And we've equipped many with things like automatic transmission and power steering. So you don't have to worry about the lilies bumping into the begonias. So open your yellow pages and call Ryder now. Then together, we can watch your business blossom.
WCSC Charleston.
You're not meant to be alone. I'll share your dream. I'll show you love you've never known. Two flames together in the deep of the night. Up in your love, close by you when you go. I'll take my stand. One chance to make a lose it all. This time, my journey.
Broadcasters Station of the Year, 1390 WCSC Charleston.
I'm Harv Jacobs. Coming up on CSC News, the war against crack will hit the airwaves around the state soon via public service announcements warning youngsters about the dangers of the drug. Former House Speaker Pro Tem Sterling Anderson was sentenced today to 7 years in prison, and Charlie Hall says it'll be cold through tomorrow. Now ABC News at 6.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm George Engel. Americans like to think of themselves as compassionate people. Statistics call that into question. A 29% increase last year in reported deaths of abused and neglected children in 24 states. The National Committee for the Prevention of Child Abuse blames that shocking increase on unemployment, neighborhood violence, and teen pregnancies. And Executive Director Ann Cohn says even those parents who never physically harm their kids often insult, belittle, criticize, and neglect them, which adds up to emotional abuse.
What we see as people grow up is they
tend most often to turn the scars of emotional abuse inward. So you see a person who is very withdrawn, who is very depressed, who demeans themselves, but also people who have serious problems with alcohol and drugs, or people who attempt and sometimes successfully attempt to take their own lives.
Cohn says to stop that abuse from being handed down generation to generation requires public awareness and education, and a campaign of ads on radio, television, and print was launched today with that goal. Now this.
I'll get the check.
Thanks. Hey, what's that in your wallet?
Oh, nothing. Just credit cards,
no,
business cards.
No, the picture.
Oh, well, that's my new Cougar.
You've got a Mercury Cougar?
Uh-huh.
And you carry around a picture of it?
Yeah, well,
that's
it's a nice...
cute. You know, the Cougar's a terrific car. I mean, it's got great new looks and lots of power.
And it takes a great picture. In fact, I've got more right here.
You do?
Yeah. Here's the Cougar the day I brought it home.
Uh-huh.
Mercury, the shape you want to be in.
And here it is at 3 months.
Oh.
The best music in America is on the American Music Awards.
How will I know if he really loves me? Bring me a bottle of sweet love.
The American Music Awards, hosted by Diana Ross. Live Monday at 8, 7 Central on ABC TV.
Two more foreigners kidnapped in Beirut this morning. Neither of them American, but President Reagan made the point today his patience is wearing thin, and it's time for terrorists to release their hostages unconditionally. At the same time, the White House says there is only so much the U.S. can do to protect those who refuse to leave Lebanon when they know the dangers. Just when we thought it was safe to go back on the road, another winter storm clobbered the eastern U.S. today, dumping as much as 16 inches of fresh snow on the already clogged corridor of states from Virginia to Connecticut. Most people are making do, although the cheery smile of this woman waiting in vain for a flight home from Washington to Washington from New York is getting strained.
So far, I've missed a train because of broken commuter connections, and I've missed a flight and had the airport in Washington closed again, and I'm just being optimistic.
We'll check later to see if that optimism survives another night of waiting. Mets players Tim Tuffle and Ron Darling fined $200 each, placed on probation today for scuffling with two off-duty Houston cops last July during a celebration of the birth of Tuffle's son. Both had pleaded no contest to reduce charges. It's never been considered a proper form of commerce, but Time Incorporated spokesman Mike Luftman says the ban against ads for contraceptives is being lifted.
Our seven magazines will accept condom ads that address the issue of health and the prevention of disease.
Luftman says the change of policy for ads in Time, Life, Sports Illustrated, People, Money, Discover, and Fortune magazines is aimed at stopping the spread of AIDS. For that same reason, the New York Times has altered its policy and will carry a condom ad in the magazine section of its Sunday edition in mid-February.